And Susan has got some experience, and that's what we all like, the energy matrix. The energetic, no, look at that, your matrix energetics.
Okay, I want everybody to stand up.
Stand up, you're asking a lot.
Stand up. Okay, get ready. Okay. Amen. Hey, brother, now. Amen. Hey, brother, now. Amen. 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 Hey, brother, now. Amen. Hey, brother, now. Amen. 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 Thanks. Sit down. If any of you have noticed, when you go to if you go to a movie, the first 5 minutes of the movie tries to take you out of your left brain and throw you into the right brain. So it will do something very offensive to your left brain, or something very funny, or very stupid, or very scary. The most intense part of a movie is often in the first 5 minutes. So what I did was try to throw you out of your left brain into your right brain by doing something unexpected. Okay. See? I'm writing up a couple of words, and I want you to tell me what this is an example of. Something we talk about in the keys quite a bit. Anybody guess? Yell it out.
I got some words.
It says health and disease.
Positive and negative.
Contrast, what's another word for it?
Opposites.
What's another word?
Polarity.
Duality.
Duality.
So, duality throws things into particles. What's a particle? A what? A piece of something, a real something. So when we're in duality, we're in the world, and we're in particle consciousness. Does that make sense? Okay. So Bartlett, Richard Bartlett, who does matrix energetics, views people as a wave. What's the difference between a particle and a wave? The point of view, right? What did you say, Sharon? The spelling, yes, that's different too. Point of view is a very good answer. Because when we're observing it, it changes, correct? It's either a particle or it's a wave. That's quantum physics. Matrix energetics is based on quantum physics. But matrix energetics is like Buddhism. You can be a Buddhist in any other language or any other religion, and it doesn't interfere with being a Buddhist. Matrix energetics is a way of thinking, and it doesn't affect. Being part of matrix energetics does not mean that you are not still a part of the emotion code or Reiki healing or Reiki healing or any other healing modality. Matrix energetics kind of covers them all and improves whatever it is that you know. And so one of the first things that you learn in quantum mechanics is that humans are made of protons. Doesn't JJ teach us about protons in the molecular relationship? And protons are subject to your consciousness. Is that a true or a false statement? How come?
They've actually scientifically proven that your thoughts can influence protons.
Okay, so your thoughts influence what you see. You're either going to see the proton as a particle or as a wave. So a particle is something like this, right? It's solid. A wave is like a radio wave or like wireless internet. We can't see it, but it's still there. So it depends on our consciousness whether we see things as solid or we see them as waves. That's the basis of matrix energetics. The next thing that I want to talk about are morphic fields, and I'm going to write it on the board. It keeps you guys on your toes, seeing if I'm going to fall or not. Oh, come on. Have a little fun.
Live on the dangerous side.
That's right.
She doesn't suppress.
We're going to psychoanalyze your handwriting while you're up there.
Okay, morphic resonance. We have a term for it in DK's writings. So these two terms are interchangeable, morphic resonance or thought form. We've been talking about a lot of morphic resonances, I should say, or morphogenetic fields. Religion, healing modalities, scientific ways of thinking, those are all morphic resonances or morphogenetic fields, or a thought form. And the more people who believe or think about or talk about a particular set of beliefs, the larger and larger and larger that morphic field or thought form becomes, and the more powerful it becomes. When I was studying cognitive psychology, I, like Blaine, was most interested in the placebo effect, because I kept saying, why does the placebo effect work? To me, that was the whole secret of the world. If our minds can do things like what is happening with the placebo effect, why can't we do it on purpose? And part of the answer is the thought form. If enough people believe it, talk about it, put their intention on it, it works. That's where the magic happens. And so, yes. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. So, it's a consensual reality. We all consent that this reality or this morphogenetic field is real. If you are listening to Artie talk about the emotion code and you're listening to Laurie experience it and do it, and you're heavily skeptic and you're going, that's a bunch of bunk, is it going to work for you? Are you part of the consensual reality? And aren't you surprised when you want to use a certain modality on somebody and it doesn't work? And you're going, why doesn't it work? It's because they haven't bought in to you as a healer or into the consensual reality of what you and the other healers that believe in that consensual reality and use, you're just not a part of it. So you're outside of it. It doesn't work for you. Certain religions are the same way. They work really well for some people. Other people don't resonate with it. They're not part of that.
Some people would say that's not true because they've used it on non-believers and they were healed and were shocked and surprised.
But then I would say that some part of them bought into it.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Unconsciously.
They really wanted to be healed and they're really hoping it worked and they might have some doubts, but they opened themselves up enough.
They opened themselves up somewhere or somehow, or their higher self bought into it. Or
actually, they voiced their skepticism and made it look
right.
They just really didn't believe or whatever.
Right.
Jim Laurie said you didn't have to believe for this to work.
That's
what we were just talking about.
The same thing.
The same thing. Yeah, they don't have to consciously believe it. But at some level, they do have to believe it. Or it's not going to work.
So is that by your faith you are healed?
Yep. Yep. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. That's okay. Now, you must embody whatever it is that you're trying to learn or do in order to be a part of that morphic resonance or that thought form. You can't put your big toe into it if you're going to be the healer of that particular modality. It won't work. You have to dive in deep. So if you're going to learn about flower essences, or you're going to learn about herbs, or you're going to learn about homeopathic medicine, you have to dive into it and become one with it. You really have to sell yourself on it. And when you do that, it works. That's where the magic happens. Oh, sorry, I thought you were raising your hand, Bill David. And then my computer tries to turn off. Yeah. So, my story, what happened to me? Why am I in this condition? On the Thursday of, I believe it was May 24th, I had an investor an investor's brother called me. Actually, it was on Wednesday night. And he said, where is my brother's stock certificate? I said, what are you talking about? My brother said that your boss took 600 pieces of silver to buy your stock in that company, and you were supposed to issue a stock certificate to my brother. Where's the stock certificate? I didn't know what he was talking about. I had never heard about the deal. I had told my partner and boss that he was not to sell any more stock because what he had been doing in the previous years was illegal and would bring down the SEC. Until we got a private placement memorandum done, he was to do no more selling of stock. He had been told this 3 times by the lawyer and multiple times by me. But his house was going into foreclosure. Somebody offered him 600 pieces of silver, and he took it behind my back, cashed it in, saved his house, and told these people that I would take care of it. That, no. Six. That's what I thought. So, that was Wednesday night. Thursday, I told the CEO of the company what had happened, what are we going to do about this. We confronted the founder of the company who had done this and told him we needed this taken care of quickly. And he went and got them to sign some appropriate paperwork. But this guy was threatening SEC action. If you've ever been involved with the Securities and Exchange Commission, you do not want them coming into your office. You don't want them anywhere near your business. And we thought, okay, we've got it handled. But I had this horrible feeling.